Are we ready for God's word this morning? All right, let's open our Bibles to the book of Psalm. Actually, it's the book of Psalms, plural, but we're going to turn to Psalm, singular, 37. Psalm 37. And I want to use this message to catapult us, and I'm going to do you a solid this morning. If I don't finish my message, I'll just kind of come back to it next week and finish it off then. Is that all right? That way I don't keep you here till 5 after 11. Some of you are like thinking, you guys are spoiled. Book of Psalms 37. We're going to read one verse of scripture, and it is verse 4. Notice what it says here. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and he will give you the what of your heart. He will give you the desires of your heart. So this morning, I want to talk about the power of desire. Who agrees with me that there is inherent in our good, godly, and positive desires that there is inherent in them power? Right? There is power in desire. Now, let me say here from the get-go, because I don't want to revisit this point back again, but I believe that religion has robbed a lot of God's people from having good desires, from having goals, from having vision. And they basically teach us, you poor little piddly pious Christian, you just sit down, be quiet, shut up, and don't expect much from God, number one, and don't expect much from life. I'm not of that camp. Who agrees with me that if good things are going to happen in your life, that you have to make some things good happen, or some good things happen? We've got to make them happen. Right? And we should have desires, church family. I have a desire on the brink of 2022, facing the rest of 2022, that I want to be a greater blessing to the kingdom, that I want to give more to the kingdom. I want to give more to my grandkids. They're already super spoiled. Everybody gives them everything. And so I want to outdo the other in-laws. Cindy will tell you, I have a black belt in spoiling the grandkids, don't I, babe? And so I will outdo the other in-laws. That's our secret here at Locust Grove. But that's a desire I have in my heart. I want to be a far better follower. I don't think I'm a bad follower. I'm not perfect like the rest of us. No. Amen. Thank you. But I want to be a far better follower of Jesus Christ in December of 2022 than I am today. I have desires. I want to be a better me. I've already made some changes, you know, in my life, some positive changes. You know, maybe I'll throw out a few things. Who would like to commit more scripture to memory? Isn't that great? I mean, to be able to recite the verse on command. You did great this morning, Scott, with Genesis 3. That's good. You know, do things for yourself. And they don't always have to be spiritual, right? You can do things for your mental health. You can choose to see the positive things in life instead of allowing the naysayers around you to always bring you down. As believers, we have every reason in the world to rejoice and be happy with our lives in Christ. Right? We have every reason to be happy. We have every reason to be people of hope. We have every reason to be people of faith, of expectancy, of a confident expectation. I mean, shouldn't we be that way? Do we believe Jeremiah 29:11 that I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, to give you a hope, to give you a future? Listen, no matter what your past looks like or has looked like for decades on end, there is a bright future in store for you if you desire it and if you pursue it in Christ. Right? Okay, so let's talk about some things that hope, or not hope, but desire gives us. Positive desire gives us doing things with, and here's a million-dollar word, with intentionality. Intentionality. Let me break that down for farm speak, Mr. Richard. It means that we do things on purpose. We do things on purpose. Who has discovered that life can be so crazy busy that sometimes the tail wags the dog instead of the dog wagging the tail? Right? Amen. I get a witness. Well, you know, we could all bear that witness, and it's just crazy. We were so busy with family coming in from out of town, Cindy's family, all of her family. We were so happy about that. And then a portion of my family, that the weekend just went, it blew by so fast, didn't it, babe? It just went so fast, and like, where did it go? But and life gets faster the older you get. It goes by at the speed of light, and there's so much to do. But who agrees with me, church family, that if I have a desire for something, that I will remove certain things from my life to make way for that desire to come about? Because who has found out with me that you can't do it all? Who's given up on that pursuit? I can't juggle my whole life and try to add more things without taking things out. So first off, I'm gonna do things on purpose and with intention. To do that, I have to set margins for myself. I can't do it all. I can't be all. Purpose, desire gives me purpose. Listen, because the reality is this, church family, this is very powerful. All of us in here, all the whole of humanity, are living life one of two ways. We are living life by design, or we are living life by default. Let me say it a different way. There are three kinds of people. People who make things happen, people who let things happen, and people who wondered what in the world happened. Right? That third one is living life by default. So I'm going to be very intentional, listen carefully, about my resources. What is the greatest resource that you and I have in our lives? Time. Well, Jesus is our Lord, but time. Money's not the best resource you have. You know, if I've ever lacked money, I can borrow money, go to the bank, borrow money. But can you borrow time? No. Once it's spent, it's gone, isn't it? So then I've got to be very intentional about, for example, my time. I can't allow outside forces to constantly dictate to me what I'm going to do with my time. At some point, I have to set margins and let that desire in my heart, listen carefully, be the rudder of my ship, and I will chart the course, my course in 2022, by the desire in my heart. I want to live more, I want to live life more by design instead of default. Right? I mean, as you look at the life of Jesus, did Jesus constantly do everything that the demanding crowds asked of him? No. No. I was reading in John 6 recently, I'm going through the Gospel of John in my devotion time, that there was these crowds that wanted to make him king by force, and Jesus withdrew himself. Jesus always, listen carefully, Jesus lived by design, by the timing of the Heavenly Father. Never once, listen carefully, church family, I'm going to give you a powerful truth. Jesus constantly said, my hour has not yet come. Right? When Mary asked him to turn the water, or went to Jesus and said, hey, they're out of wine. And he's like, woman, what does that have to do with me? And he said, my time, my hour has not yet come. And then Jesus says it throughout the Gospels, my hour is not yet. When his brothers were telling him to go make himself public because they didn't believe in him. Come on, somebody. That's in John 7. And they were trying to out him so that he could get arrested. I hope you know that the family of Jesus thought he was crazy. Even his own mother. But he said, my time, my hour has not yet come. Listen, the hour came when Jesus eventually submitted himself to human will. That was the Father's will, that Jesus would eventually submit himself to human will. But before then, the hour was not yet. Jesus lived his life by design. We ourselves can live our lives by design. Who believes that? Amen? Amen. I want to challenge with you because there's power in desire, listen carefully, to keep us on purpose and to keep us on track. Right? You know, I get all kinds of emails. Maybe you do too. Saks Fifth Avenue. Guilt. G-I-L-T. All of these clothiers. Oh, we've got a blowout sale. Baloney. That's what they tell you before Christmas, 85%. They tell you that before Christmas, 85% before New Year's, after New Year's, 85% off. Listen, sometimes I look at some of those emails. What do I do at night, babe? Don't I look through nice catalogs? And sometimes I buy and sometimes I don't buy. But I have to keep in mind that if I'm going to be a greater blessing to the kingdom of God financially, I cannot spend my money on that stuff. Amen. I'm sorry, I vomited a little bit in my mouth, Craig. There's one in every crowd. See, they keep me humble. They will not let me get prideful. Him and Terry will chop me down. No, I don't shop Kohl's, brother. Sorry. No, I don't frequent second. Let's move on. You guys are... See, this is what intentionality is. I got to tune all these blasted voices out. I need to model desire and purpose and setting margins, people. But we will live life by design or by default. And I want to encourage you to let that desire to be the rudder of your ship and take you where you want to go. Right? I want to be, listen, any captain of any ship, any captain of any airplane, they know where they're headed, don't they? They don't just say, well, where are we going? Well, we'll see. Maybe wherever the air currents will take us. Wouldn't that be crazy if you ever got on a plane and the captain said, thank you for flying United with us. We don't know our destination. We don't know what time we'll get there, but I hope you have a safe trip. We will be providing water and peanuts. You'd say, I'm getting out of here. Right? But how many believers take the same approach and other Christians say, oh yes, that is so spiritual. That is so spiritual. You don't have a purpose for your life. Well, God bless you. Really? They take a que será, será approach to life. Whatever will be, will be. Listen, my friend, if you take that approach, your life will be whatever. Right? Well, I tried that thing on faith. I tried what Pastor Joe told me about desire, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. My friends, we have to set the rudder. God will give you the desires of your heart, but you have to have desires. Mark 11:24, please. Does somebody have a King James Version? Yes, sir. How does it read, Joe? What is Jesus speaking to in that verse? Our what? Our desires. Jesus leaves it up to us, doesn't he? Did he say, what things soever the Father desires for you? Is that what he said? We should always be about our Father's will, right? Of course, that's a given. But notice what he said, what things soever you desire. you know, I could imagine us trying to have a conversation with Jesus. Jesus, I want whatever you have for me. Great. Say, Jesus looks at you and says, what specifically of all that I have for you do you want right now? Well, whatever you want for me, you know, Lord, you know, we'll just throw it up in the air. Whatever happens, whatever you want for me is going to happen. Jesus looks at you and says, where'd you get that notion? Who would agree with me this morning that if God automatically gave the human race everything they needed from him, that there would be no one going to hell? The reality is, we have to desire salvation. Right? We have to desire to make Jesus our personal Lord and Savior. Listen, the reality is, people don't go to heaven because God wills them to go to heaven. Don't we have a will? We can say no, or we can say yes. So if God takes the greatest gift that there is, his son, to all of humanity and requires us to first desire him to be saved, why would he change the rules on praying for anything less than that? Yeah, hello, right? Family, we've got to have desires. Let's fan the flame on our desires. Let's let this be a starting point. Second thing that desire has in our lives, it has pulling power. It has pulling power. It's amazing. When I set my goals, and I've set several goals, and I'm not going to talk about them because I don't talk about goals, I demonstrate. Okay? I'm not going to talk about my goals for 2022, but when I set my, all of a sudden, then my life, listen, has pulling power because there is focus to my resources. Right? Then all of a sudden, my life becomes very clear. Instead of all this jumbled mess, all of a sudden, I see a clear path. What I need to do, what I need to pursue in my life, what things I need to say no to. Right? Because my desire is going to take me places that I want to go. And I want to see the end result fulfilled in my life. Jesus said, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you will have them and you shall receive them from God, right? So, but we have to desire these things. All right, how many of y'all were blessed by the teaching of the word? And look at that, it's not even 11. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this time together. Father, life gets crazy for all of us. It gets crazy for me and Cindy. Father, sometimes we don't know whether we're coming or going. And sometimes we just need to just crash and have alone time. We understand that life can be somewhat of a rat race. But Father, we pray that we would make room for desire in our lives and allow that desire to pull us toward the things that we want to see changed in us, that we want to see changed with our lives, that we want to do at even greater measure, and things that we want to cut out completely in our lives, Lord. Father, we submit our desires to you. We pray that they be holy, that they be sanctified in your eyes. Father, that they be honoring to you. We thank you for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. May God bless you and keep you and make his face to shine upon you. Maybe you have a very blessed day today. Stay warm. God bless you. I love you. Bye-bye.